他们对神的话语很兴奋的时候
they underline it.
他们就把它画起来
and then they tell their friend that they underlined it.
然后告诉分享这个话给朋友
they tell their friend, look at this verse, it was so exciting and I even underlined it.
然后就把这个话语给他朋友说你看我把它画起来了
and that's okay to do that.
当然你这样做很好
but they don't actually speak it to God in their prayer time and they don't speak it to the devil in temptation.
但他们却没有把这句话呢在他们祷告的时候向神说也没有用这句话呢来抵挡仇敌
It's not enough to get excited by the word. We have to use it. It has to get into our words, our language.
单单呢对神的话语兴奋是不够的，而是必须要呢把这个话成为我们的祷告的生活。
The power of God's love touches our heart when we speak the word back to God.
就是神的爱呢会来触摸我的心，就是当我们用神的话来向他回应的时候。
And I'm going to give the details of that in just a moment.
我待会讲更加详细。
Paragraph C.
C 点。
It says, Mary of Bethany sat at Jesus' feet and she heard his word.
就是那个伯大尼的玛利亚她坐在耶稣的脚前听见神的道。
When it says she heard the word,
当作是听神的道。
She heard with her heart, not just with her mind.
而是讲到她用她的心不单是耳朵。
She encountered the power of the word of God.
她遇见了神话语的大能。
It's not enough just to hear somebody speak the word.
单单听到一个人说话是不够的。
You want your heart to hear and respond to the word of God.
你要听见，而且要你的心要有反应。
So we have to sit at the feet of Jesus and speak the word back to him for our hearts to hear it.
所以我们要坐在耶稣的脚前，要把他的话语再向他说回去。
People use the analogy of being fed on the of a teacher feeding them on the word of God.
那有时候我们用好像就是一个老师用那个神的话语在喂养我们。
Like sometimes after a sermon, somebody will say, "I was really fed on the word of God by your preaching today."
好，也许有人就说，我们今天听完一个道，说，哦，今天你的话语让我吃得很饱。
And that's not exactly true.
那当然不是完全是真的。
What I tell them is, "No, I inspired you."
我必须要跟他讲说，我是的，我是在激励你。
Or the Holy Spirit through me inspired you.
是借着圣灵我来激励你。
But you don't really feed on the Word of God until it gets into your language with God in your private life.
但是如果你没有把这个话语成为你祷告的生活的话，你并没有真的吃进去。
Like I teach the Song of Solomon regularly back in Kansas City.
那我在 Kansas City 我经常来教导这个雅歌。
And that's always the biggest class that I have is the Song of Solomon class.
就是我教雅歌的时候，那个学生是最多人的。
People get real excited. We're going to go through the Song of Solomon verse by verse.
那我们会一节一节逐节来查这个。
And everybody underlines it and they write notes I give them notes and they write notes on the notes.
那我给他们的讲义呢，他们在讲义上面也写他们自己的话。
And they go, oh, I get the Song of Solomon.
然后他们就说